Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy, David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
You brought Laura Rosenberg. There was an idea for the audience to bring up my marriage was over before it started. I heard a terrible story about a prenup sending things haywire yesterday in a friend of a friend's relationship. It's just a disaster. And so I brought it up and we started going around about, like, you know, infidelity before it started. Prenups, the family getting involved, just, but we only want to hear from people who actually went through it. We don't want to hear your story about somebody else's story. If your marriage was over before it even started, I mean, you guys were planning the wedding.
And you know.
This
planning. Do people really get left at the altar? Does that really happen? Like, you're up there standing there and somebody just no-shows?
Doesn't show up?
I mean, that's probably rare.
Because at that point, you like, I'm going to just go through with it. And you know, but you shouldn't.
But I've heard of people, like, becoming bridezillas or bridezillos, where it gets so intense and so crazy that the other partner's like, yo, I don't like this side of you. I don't. This is not going to work out for me. Mm. I've heard of that happen.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. That's family, y'all.
Because when I ride, I'm a ride with you.
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. Speaking of relationships falling apart, your marriage was over before it started. Yours, not someone else. We wanted to hear from you.
My Lord.
Because I heard a story about a prenup that's sending a marriage into a complete spiral disaster. Lawyers are involved, arguing, crying. I mean, y'all not even married, and y'all arguing over money.
Which is probably her point. We not even married, and you planning for the end. We ain't even start. I get it, but...
But now, these folks don't have to be about that. This could be about planning a marriage. This could be about infidelity before you got married and you was already engaged. We want to hear about it. Who you got, Shiny Culture?
What's this? Yakovic?
Yakovic. Sounds good to me. Yeah. Let's go with it. How you say it?
Yeah. Freddie Yakovic.
Right, what happened, on. Sir?
Freddie.
The marriage was over before it started.
Before it even started, man. Every little argument was like, yo, here's your ring. I ain't marrying you. I'm like, what? I'm late 5 minutes. Yo, you ain't call me. Here's your ring. We ain't getting married.
Wait, what?
And that this is her telling you.
Her telling me every little argument. Yo, I'm not married. I'm like, yo, but you got to come down, you know? You got to talk, communicate. What's the problem?
So did you guys end up getting married?
We got married. You know.
Oh, hit the button.
Yo.
That was the worst part. You know what's the worst part? I got married to an attorney. So you know what happened after that?
Wow. Oh, hit the button again, Sean.
Oh, you played yourself,
what a
bro.
Mess.
Congratulations. So you got taken for your money, too. Damn.
Thanks for your phone call, buddy. Yeah. Take care of yourself.
We got Joey.
Joey, it was over before it started. Joey, what happened?
Listen, I'm calling from the Virgin Islands, you guys, and I've learned marrying a man from Michigan is not the best.
Wait, the whole state? All the men in Michigan is bad?
Well, I'm going to just say I pick one, and I think all of them is like that. It must be different order. That's all I can say.
He went to school together. What happened?
We went to school together, and before we got married, he used to trip. Like, anything with a penis, he think I was in a relationship with. And I'm like, it's not like that. So we agreed to get married, and I said, you know, I'm not moving in until we do this. All right, we got married, and I got pregnant. We got married in 2016. He disappeared ever since. But he calls, like, every 3 to 6 months, and he's like, don't have no other man calling my son daddy. And I'm like, who are you? Like, I want my divorce. December's going to be 5 years we've been married. He won't give me a divorce. But he thinks somebody else is around.
Joey, hang on. I can't even keep up with the amount of red flags.
Insecurity.
Yo, before y'all even got married, dude was bugging out. You still married him. Both of these problems, both of those calls, I don't even know why they got married.
Right. Right.
It's so weird, man.
Like, you didn't see that this wasn't a good idea? All right, let's see who else.
Well, this is why 50% of marriages don't work, because people are just not smart.
You got Myra.
Myra. The marriage was over before it started. Hi, good morning. What happened?
Good morning, guys. Well, we were together for quite some time. We decided to get married. Things started going downhill. We used to argue all the time. We even discussed we shouldn't get married. But we had so much money invested in the wedding that we decided to get married. Wow. 3 months after we got married, I found out that he was with a girl for 6 years during our entire relationship.
Wow.
And I ended up getting a divorce. A year later, and two kids as well.
Wow. So wait, Myra, the fact that y'all, the reason y'all got married was, quote, we had so much invested in the wedding, in the event.
In the wedding and the relationship as well. I wouldn't say it was nothing there, but the infidelity, and he was a narcissist. And
a narcissist.
I was really,
is that like an arson? Is that an arsonist and a narcissist at the same time?
That's a weird. Narcissist. Yeah, I said it wrong. I'm sorry. A narcissist.
I'm giving you a hard time. No, Myra, listen.
That's okay.
Listen. And anybody else that can hear Myra's voice right now. Going through with a wedding just because, or a marriage, whatever, just because you have money invested in this specific event, then getting married and then having to pay to do all of that is the biggest congratulations you played yourself. You could have took the L on the event itself.
But nobody and say that.
And after we got married at the reception, he was trying to get with the lady of the venue. Crazy.
Oh,
the owner
my
of the venue.
God. Okay, wait, what a mess.
I can't. Let me explain something. Marriage is hard even if the two people love each other sincerely and want to truly be together. It's still hard. So imagine how impossible it is when you hear about these stories we're hearing. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, we got Jane Doe.
Of course. I know. It's Jane Doe, that anonymous.
Oh, this must have been great if she needs to be Jane Doe.
This might put a bow on it right here, Jane Doe.
If it didn't happen to me, I would never have believed this could happen to somebody. So met this guy, fell head over heels. He told me he was a recovered addict. He had been sober for 1 year and had got married. 6 months in, a week before the actual reception ceremony that my parents put a $10,000 deposit on, I find him in the bathroom unconscious. He overdosed.
Good Lord.
7 minutes CPR.
Keep going.
I brought him back to life.
Okay.
And I found out pretty much that was the end of our marriage. He went to rehab in California. That was it. And I found out the entire time that we were married, he was using. And yes, call me sheltered. There was no red flag. They are the best liars in the world. And he was using the entire.
What kind of drugs are we talking about?
Heroin.
Heroin? You didn't see. Was he shooting it in his toes? What was going on?
I don't know. When I found him unconscious, I knew it was heroin because I looked in the toilet and there were little baggies. And I called 911 and they're like, you know CPR? I'm like, yes. They're like, do you want us to walk you through the steps? I'm like, yes. And I 7 minutes, I gave him CPR. Every time I would stop, his lips would turn blue. It was traumatizing. And I never any red flags. I don't know where he was doing it, but I know it was.
Did you guys stay in touch at all after the rehab thing?
Unfortunately, as of about a year ago, I found out that he had a pulmonary embolism, is now on a ventilator for overdosing. So,
wow.
Oh, that's sad. Oh, man, what a tough story.
I guess I can't hit you with a congratulations. You played yourself on that one. That would be bad. That would be bad.
Like, I was the biggest supporter. If you want to be clean, I will do everything in my power. I'll stand by you. But the second you decide that you don't want help, I can't help you, you know? So yeah. I feel bad that I ended up that way, but I did save his life, and his decision from then on forward was, you know.
That's a very healthy approach. I think that's a good
great approach. And you know what that is, Jane Doe. You know what that is. And you're not a part of the guru, but that's guru talk right
now. Ooh.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg. That's family, y'all.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the Morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ebro Law Rosenberg. All because I said I had a theory about women proposing to men. The whole world turned upside down. So here's what my thought. Because I was asked this over the weekend. My girl was like, what do you think about women proposing to men?
Well, why was this a thing this weekend?
Because it was on her timeline like it's on our brother Shawnee Culture's timeline. Yeah. Everybody, every year it comes up where you have both women and men talking about this, but mostly women saying it's never going to be me. I ain't never going to be me. Now,
I will admit, I've seen it more this year.
Here was my thought, my theory. Because I was thinking through, like, A, I don't really care. But here's why it might be a problem for a woman to propose to a man. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, women want to be married. And most of the time, women are asking men about what they think about marriage or pressuring,
I want to be married.
And I'm using air quotes, pressuring men into proposing. And so if we know women want that, and you're in love with a woman and you know that's what she would want to be, and she's already kind of made that known to you, it would make sense for the man to propose because you know that's what she wants. So a part of the partnership is you proposing to someone and committing to that someone in marriage. So if you know that's what she wants, you as man make the proposal, and that way it's a two-way street.
Dude's
in
the theory. Car squirming right now in the car.
In theory. Okay? So that's why in our brain we kind of go, it makes sense for the man to propose.
And it's
because we've been socially programmed to feel that these are the dynamics. Does that correct. That was like my theory. Unless the dynamic is the other way, which is something we don't normally hear about, where maybe the man is telling the woman, like, I'd really want to be married. This is really important to me, da-da-da. And she's kind of like, oh, I'm not sure. And then one day she's like, I want to surprise my man.
Ooh.
And I'm going to propose to him because I know that's what he really wants and it's important to him.
That's rare.
It's very rare, but it's possible.
It's possible.
It
might be what we're seeing in these, but that might be exactly what we're seeing, to Ebro's point, in these videos. All you see is the video of the person proposing and people go, oh my God, I've never seen anything like this. But maybe to Ebro's point, it's that the man has been like, yo, maybe he's older. And he's like, I'm trying to get married. She's like, oh, I don't know, blah, blah. And then it's a surprise from her.
Yeah, and I mean, the visuals, too, of the woman on her knee. And I think the one that I sent Laura last week that somebody sent me was a pregnant woman on one knee and the dude holding his mouth gasping like,
oh! People are assuming from that, like, that because she was pregnant, she wanted to be married. That may not be the truth.
Yeah.
The truth might be...
We don't know.
The truth might be... He wanted to marry her. She was kind of about it, even though she was pregnant. And then one day she decided, yo, I'm going to propose to him because I know that's what he really wants for our family. Matter of fact, we don't even know that that's his child that she's pregnant with.
We don't know anything.
We don't know nothing. Right.
They're just videos. They just
videos. The other thing I want to put out there is, you know, everybody's passing judgment on women proposing to men because we're assuming that the dynamic is that she wants to be married because of going back to my original theory of us being in a society and programmed socially that, generally speaking, the woman is the one pushing that agenda, right? But we don't, I just want to reinforce for the audience, you got to stop thinking that. There's men out here that are pushing the marriage agenda. They want to be married.
Well, that's what I just said. So, yeah, the woman's doing it for them.
Yes.
That's why it's like them being doing something nice. Also,
I'll
throw this out there.
Though.
No, it's not a stretch. It could it could happen. I don't know if it's every time.
Right.
But let me just also say this. If you want to understand why people of every denomination, race, culture in this country are slow to accept change, and we don't understand why, we're like, why don't you want to accept change? Look at how people react to these videos.
Exactly.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg.
You want to know why all of a sudden men aren't comfortable with women being the boss and a black man doing this and all these things that we're like, why would you not understand that? It's basic human rights. This is basic. Watch how people freak out to just watch a woman propose.
Most of the women are the ones
already
freaking out.
I'm not saying it's
no,
a man
but it's
or woman
men
thing.
And women, Shawnee, because again, we have subscribed to these gender roles, right?
Facts.
We feel like this should be this way and this should be that way.
So,
but I think women now are more, you know, they don't look at it that way and they want to propose to their men.
Well, now let me put this out here.
I subscribe to some of that.
If you are in the first dynamic we articulated, where it is the woman who wants to be married, and you've made it known that marriage is important to you, to your partner, and your partner still hasn't proposed to you, and then you decide to propose,
which is what these look like to people.
You're assuming, Shawnee.
This is what people are assuming.
Yo,
this
can
is what
I
people
get to
are
where
assuming.
I was going though before you keep jumping in with this nonsense? Where I was Same. Going was, if you are a woman and you put out that you want to be married and the man still hasn't proposed, and then you decide you're going to propose, I got a button for you.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Because now you're forcing him into something that he didn't want to do.
And even if they say yes.
I told you guys about my friend's story. This happened to my friend, I'm telling you.
What happened?
She wanted to be married and they had talked about marriage. And mind you, they had like 3 kids. And it felt like it was never happening. And finally, she was like, she bought a ring and she proposed to him. And he got upset because he felt robbed. He felt like he's the one who wanted
to do it. Oh, well, hit him with the button. You done had 3 chances after 3 kids. You still ain't doing it. And now you bitching talking about you got robbed.
Listen,
and then
it was she was so humiliated by the whole thing that she was like, you know what? Forget it. I don't even want to get married no more. And they never got married.
Wow. Yo, that is a disaster.
Disaster, I know.
That happens more often than not when guys are just they want to do it, but they just don't want to pull the trigger. They don't have that they don't want to do that next. They don't want to take that next step. It happens a lot where they mentally they want to do it. Like, oh yeah, I want to get married. I don't, and that happens a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Let's talk about what next step means.
Well, that just means just
and there's money issues too.
No, what I'm saying is like the story Laura told. Your steps. You already took the next step. You have 3 children.
You have children with your partner already. Come on.
I understand you. I'm with it completely. But that marriage word, like sometimes there's a lot of dudes that aren't programmed to just go to the marriage.
I just want to just a quick update. Just a quick update for the world. I know this firsthand. You can get out of marriages. You cannot get out of you cannot get out of children. 1,000%. You cannot.
Oh
get
no!
Out.
Let me tell you.
I mean,
you
can disappear.
Get out of children.
Yes.
That happens a lot too.
But no matter what, they're still your kid.
But guess what? Did you really get out of the child? Did you really? You can't travel. Your passport don't work. Did you really get out of the child?
You can't get a driver's license.
You can't get your driver's license. Did you really get out of the child? Money gets taken out of your account, whether or not you wanted to. You didn't get out of anything.
and
the kid's going to grow up to hate your guts and hold that over your head forever. You didn't get out of nothing.
But with the proposal specifically, what I've been seeing over time is the women irate, like, this will never be me. I'm not proposing to a man. I'm not going down on one knee.
Who cares?
Never.
So don't do it.
That's
What's
the controversy.
Your point,
That's why you, well, I'm saying this is why we're seeing it on our timeline. That's why there's thousands of comments.
Timeline. It just got brought up in my house.
Which is because she saw it on her timeline.
That's your real life timeline, bro. That's your your girl is your timeline, right, my chick. Right.
So it popped up on your timeline for real.
Right, right. No, it's a hot topic. It's a hot topic.
Fact. You better respect that
Evil
timeline.
In the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
The algorithm doesn't fit.
Yo, that you algorithm might be getting, never stop.
You might be getting proposed to. That might have been a tester.
You think?
Might have been a little tester.
I don't see
like, what's doing your thoughts on this?
I think Ebro'd say yes, too. I think he'd accept it and take the ring right there.
I would accept it, take the ring right there, and just be like, yo, when's the date? I'm showing up. As long as I don't have to be involved in the planning. I don't want to be involved in no color selections.
Yo,
Ebro, I'm not putting no list together of guests. I'm going to just be like, yo, the homies is coming. It is what it is.
That's what I said when I was getting married. I was like, yo, listen, just let me know the date and the time, and that's all I need to know. Nothing
that's
else.
It.
And don't go
I'm me. I'm actually going to reach out to Ebro's girl and encourage this. Because I got to tell you, we would be out of here virally if there was video of Ebro being proposed to. We would be out of here.
And you have to hold your mouth and gasp like,
yeah. Oh, my God.
Clutch the pearls. Clutch the pearls. Exactly.
That would be so good.
Y'all get some Visine to make sure I get the one tear.
Okay.
And then Ebro and Issa, like, looking at each other, him and his daughter, like, hugging, like, oh, my God. Oh, what a moment.
It'll be great.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. That's family, yeah.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy, David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Let's go, the gurus are here.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shiny Culture, and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru, Laura, at gmail.com. With the team unites to create safe space.
That's right.
To heal, to uplift. To guide you in your time of need.
Cleansing the energy.
Shawnee burns the sage. Rosenberg, lead us in breathing exercise and tell us who's in need of our help, Rosenberg.
Well, recently we've been getting a lot of messages that are sort of like an aside to the gurus before the actual message.
Mm.
Remember, like, we got one yesterday that was angry about the vaccine talk.
Oh, yeah.
Too much. I agree.
Oh, perfect, Shawnee, because we got one for you today.
Oh!
Here we go.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
It's not about the vaccine, though. Right. The guru Laura at gmail.com. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
I listen to your show every morning and enjoy this segment very much. Is it possible to let Shawnee Culture know how to stick to his relationship he has with the homeland of Trinidad? He's constantly speaking like a Jamaican, and it's annoying.
Beat up.
He chops up the patois dialect something terrible.
It's true.
Thank you, and stay blessed.
Do.
I appreciate this Caribbean person.
You hope they're Caribbean.
I feel like they are, because that's where I get the most complaints on that.
I would hope
so. You know what I'm saying? But big up all my Trinidadian Jamaican people. Yeah, I mix it up. Sorry.
Where is the accent?
This is what it is. Big up yourself. What's the scene? What's the scene?
Do we chip? Do we chop? We don't know.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I get some jerk chicken with some doubles on the side.
He'll fix it up just now. He'll fix it up just now.
You know what I'm saying? Soon come. Just now.
Oh, man, that was a low blow. Do we chip? Do we chop?
Yeah, you know, I mix it up. But chinny to the bone.
All right. Okay. Hello, gurus. I listen every morning. Laura, thanks for winning Laura Never Loses with me and hooking it up for Summer Jam.
Oh, nice.
I'd like to keep my name anonymous and will do my best to keep it as short as possible. Me and my partner have been together for 3 years officially. Okay. I'm 29. He is 31. We were best friends for 10 years and messed around for about the last 2 years before we made it official. We're now expecting twin boys in December.
Whoa. Mm.
And everything about our relationship has been great. Even after getting pregnant, we communicate, we go on dates,
We have good sex on a regular basis. But a few months ago, I was using his phone since mine was dead and noticed a history on his web browser of him watching porn.
What?
I asked him about it once and he said he just likes to watch it. No big deal. Yet I didn't realize how much of it was being watched and all different types too. When I recently checked his history, it was a long list for months, different sites and videos. I previously walked in on him, you know, jerking his gherkin.
My lord.
While watching porn.
Turdurkin.
While watching porn on silent in his pocket, on his phone. I'm not sure if it's something I should worry about. Do I bring it up again or am I thinking too much into it and it's really not as big as I think? I would just like to give my opinion quickly.
Speak on it.
You have nothing to be worried. You said everything is great. You're having regular sex while pregnant. You found him watching porn.
Yeah.
His history was full, so he doesn't even think he needs to delete it. Like, he's not even trying to keep a secret from
exactly.
him.
Exactly.
Right.
I hear nothing to be concerned about. That's just my take.
Right. I would only be concerned if it's like an obsession or you're seeing strange categories that you might, you know, that can get a little strange. But if it's normal stuff, like, who cares? Like, it's fine.
Even the strange categories, only if it's like something that you're like, literally it's like illegal or there's something.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if it's something wild. If it's something wild.
Yeah, but short of that, I don't see anything.
And I think, you know, people feel insecure about that because it's like, am I not enough? Right?
Well, I got an answer for that, but that would just take this to a bad place.
What? Am I not enough? I think I know where you're going with that.
I mean, I told you that, but he's figuring it out.
Right. Don't feel insecure about it. Is what you're saying, right?
I think you should. I think it's okay. I'd
be curious to ask her, I guess, what it is that bothers her, because she didn't specifically say what is it that bothers
Sometimes
her.
Sometimes it's just what Shani just said. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's
like, that's what I think it is.
Where would we be having sex more if you weren't doing this? Would, you know, are you now, is there something that I can't help you with? And I feel like now there's a person that I don't know because you're doing things without me.
Now, let me be clear.
You know, it's all of those things.
Let me add to this just to be clear for our audience listening. Porn addiction is a huge problem and it is raging out of control. And there are a lot of people listening right now who are like, yeah, see, I'm good. No, you might not be good. Like, there are a lot of people whose porn habits are not good.
Well, because you're not even wanting to be with your partner.
You only get turned on when you're isolated and watching porn. You can't get turned on by your partner, things like that. That's a problem. This, I don't know. This
seems pretty normal to me.
Seems pretty normal and healthy to me.
And if you're feeling left out of something that your partner's doing, right? Because that might be the insecure. Ask to join in.
Yeah.
Answer may be no because he wants his own private time. You know what I'm saying? To kind of just watch what he wants to watch. Because I'll tell you, ladies, for me, sometimes it's just like, yo, I don't feel like getting you in the mood. I feel like being lazy. I just want to get this thing off real quick and move on. It ain't really, because I don't feel like having to pay attention to somebody else's feelings right now. That's the only one they go, it's selfish. It's 100% selfish.
But it's true, and it happens on both sides. I don't think people talk about that enough.
I don't
want to
hold and kiss.
People don't talk about that enough. And women feel the same way.
Yeah, because I know, guys, women watch porn too. And some guys feel insecure about it too. But sometimes people just want to do their own thing, and that's perfectly healthy too.
Yeah, that part's okay.
And it's probably more of an issue now because she says she's pregnant with twins. So you're feeling maybe unattractive. Right, now you're snooping through his computer.
Yeah, we should go to why were you snooping through. Oh, I know you said your phone was dead, but still, why were you looking through his history?
She could have
just taken www and it'll just
and
come
that's
up.
That's the first thing that popped up.
Because she started going back for months. Like, what?
That's all she could have done.
Could have, but she also could have been feeling insecure about that's something else she's fact. Not telling us about. Went to look and see what's going on.
Yep.
Just know that it's pretty normal, unless it's something that's like a big red flag. I don't really think there's much for you to worry about.
I agree.
I think you're good. Yeah, I guess that's it, right? Yeah. It's healthy. Everybody does it.
You'll be all right.
So say the gurus.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. I'm going to do weakness.
What I'm going to do, because I want she and she.
Now, you know I'll...
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
Can I shake that?
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy, David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Do it. I'll take you up on it.
Yeah.
This segment is called Fix Your Lips.
Mm. Oh, my God.
I want people to call up and fix their lips if you dare. Yo. To say that Drake is better than Michael Jackson.
Is it better or bigger or both or either?
What? Fix your lips.
Just fix your lips. No, listen, this is what I wanted. When I had this moment on Twitter, I was like, let me see if I can get Ebro to go down this road with me.
Yo,
because this gets me. This gets
me. It doesn't make me as upset. Maybe that's because I'm a parent now. I have understanding of the capacity of the young mind. The young mind doesn't have a macro view. It hasn't seen and felt, you know what I mean, to know the difference, you know what I mean.
But it should make you angry at parents, because this is just bad parenting. if you were to fix your lips, to not understand, like we were just sitting here talking during the music, when you play ABC and you play Rockin' Robin and you play these Jackson 5 records that have become basically American standards, like they're just music that everyone on earth knows by living. You're like, this was their original music. It didn't exist before they did it. Before Michael was singing ABC, that song did not exist. Same with Rockin' Robin. I understand he didn't write those songs. He was a little boy. But what he did to perform those songs, this didn't exist. What are you putting against this in your verses?
Y'all want to do a Michael Jackson versus Drake? That's not fair. Don't do that.
I double dog dare you.
And see, that's why I don't even like this combo, because I think Drake is doing his thing. He's contributing in such a great way. He's contributing to hip-hop in such a great way. He's a great guy. Like, he's doing so many great things. So I hate when this happens to an artist, right, where the fan base creates a conversation that the artist probably wouldn't really prefer.
But listen, if you're Drake, I think you got to feel good that people, even if they're dead wrong,
absolutely
throw
absolutely
your name into this.
Of course, absolutely. Of course.
You got, does also, it ever... Drake's success on the charts warrants the convo and gets people. But I think we're talking about something that's deeper than just a chart position. This is deeper than just the sales metric, right? We're talking about the musicality and the performance and a unique
and cultural
voice,
impact and worldwide cultural impact.
Yeah, man, these are intangibles.
You guys don't get it, man. I know you think everybody's listening to a current album, a Certified Lover Boy, Donda, whatever, the new Beyonce when she
and
dropped.
And there's a lot of people listening. Lots.
And there's a lot of people listening. When we're trying to explain to you that every American household, and I know internationally too, but I can only speak from my experience, everyone had the Thriller album. I don't mean just the kids. Grown-ups had Thriller. Everyone had Thriller in their home. This crossed my mind, Ebro, yesterday. You realize that before you get to Drake or Beyonce, Michael Jackson, from the beginning of his career to the end, was contemporaries and got bigger than Elvis, the Beatles, Bob Marley, Frank Sinatra, Prince, Madonna, Whitney Houston, Biggie, Tupac, and Jay-Z. He was contemporaries with all of them and bigger than all of them. So it's no disrespect to Drake. He was bigger than everybody.
No,
GOATs.
I completely understand. And so do all of them.
Exactly. They get it. They're not sitting around like, oh, man, you know, it was me. It was Michael. No, no one said that. We were all hot in the 80s, you know? You know, we were all out there. Mike was doing his thing. I was doing mine.
I can't listen. It's tough for me. I'm struggling right now to even keep articulating this. Like, I don't have the words to keep trying to explain it. You know what I'm saying? I'm only going down this rabbit hole to see who's going to fix their lips.
Well,
you know what I mean? Because Rosenberg seems so passionate about it. I'm not as passionate as Rosenberg.
Because you think, like, it's absurd to even have the conversation.
It's absurd. It's kind of, it's like when I'm in my truck with my daughter and my truck pulls up next to a truck that's similar.
God, here we go.
Okay.
And my daughter goes, "Daddy, that truck's like yours." And I say, "Absolutely, it is similar to mine." But I don't sit and explain to her that there's a huge difference between a Benz and a Jeep. You know what I'm saying? She doesn't know. It doesn't matter. How would she know?
Oh, gosh.
And I'm not mad at her for saying they look alike. Like, no.
They're generally similar. She's right.
You're right. Okay, cool. And this is where, like, you say, oh, bad parenting. Because at some point in her life, I will explain it to her when she starts to make critical decisions. I'll be like, listen, I used to let you rock with this, but now you're older. Let me explain to you the difference. Right now, she's 7. It don't matter. But there is a parent that has a 13-year-old in their car. And if you haven't explained to them the difference in quality, in musicianship, performance, impact, cultural impact, and these things, and maybe you're not equipped to make those explanations. You know, not everybody, you know, understands or cares about music so deeply to explain that. But like, for instance, I care a lot about music. So I could get in the car with my daughter right now and we could play a trivia game and she could tell you what group Michael Jackson was, what was the boy band? We just did it yesterday. What boy band was Michael Jackson in? She'll tell you. She'll tell you about New Edition. She'll pick songs. She'll tell you about Sade and Bob Marley. She'll pick some records. She has some records that she likes. She knows why Bruno Mars is a standout. Like, she can do, but that's because that's my world, right? You know what I mean? So, parents out there that may not be equipped, hopefully we're helping you.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
You already know.
We got a lip fixer. On the line, her name is Kelly.
I love lip fixers.
Somebody has fixed their lips to try to tell Rosenberg that Drake is better than Michael Jackson.
Okay,
let's see how this goes.
Here we go.
Kelly.
Better or bigger?
Kelly.
Bigger, better, badder. However.
Hi. Hi, Kelly.
Kelly, go for it.
So, yeah, Drake is better.
Why?
That's it? That's all you got?
Yeah.
Oh, you just right.
Disconnect
you
this
don't
woman.
Want
hang
Kelly.
On this woman.
That's like, yo, listen, man.
Kelly, just admit you want to just. Why? Kelly, just admit we love you. You love us, and you want to say good morning.
Yeah, I love you guys.
Good morning, Kelly. Good morning.
Hey, bro. Don't ever play yourself.
That's back. Right.
She's don't ever play yourself.
From trying to do that. Don't ever play yourself.
All right.
Yo, turn
do,
this up.
Do we have any other lip fixers? No.
Now, she was the only lip fixer.
No, that was the only. Yeah,
nobody's
lip fixer.
Gonna listen. Nobody's gonna fix the lip. I even went down the thread of this thing the tweet that started the whole thing Rosenberg crazy. In that tweet, all the responses were like, yeah, delete this tweet. It's ridiculous. So, I don't even understand where what's the basis of it? Where? You want to talk numbers? Impact? What is it? Mike sold over 1 billion records. What are we even talking about this morning? What's going on here?
Yeah. You're right, Cass.
Play from 1972. I want to be where you are. Let's just let that ring off. This is 3 years before I was born. This magic was made. And this isn't even, as Rosenberg put, one of the ones that people would name.
It's
probably
for me,
even in their top 10. This is top five for me, Mike.
Me too. But this is for most people. They're like, oh, yeah, I like that song. And what are you putting up against this?
It's another lip fixer.
Turn that up, bro. I need more. Let me tell you where I'm at.
You don't have to worry, because I'm coming.
What?
Back to where I should have always stayed. And now I find the meaning to your story. And it's enough love for me to stay. Can't be, I stayed away too long.
Yeah.
Did I leave your mind when I was gone? Well, it's not my thing trying to get back. But this time let me tell you where I'm at.
Don't close the door to our future. You're 9 years old. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
You already know.
Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Michael Jackson is the most awarded music artist in history. Period.
Mm.
Anybody else fix their lips?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, here we go. Go ahead.
We're going to do one more.
They saw that Kelly failed.
Okay. So they wanted to fail, too?
So we got Vinny.
Vinny?
Yo, 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 yo. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Vinny is fixing his lips to convince Rosenberg why Drake is better than Michael Jackson. Bigger, better, badder, however you want to cook it.
What do you got, Vinny?
What we're not going to do is disrespect my pastor, Drake. That's my pastor. You can't compare that, cousin. Like, if you're going to compare, like, old to new, cool. But, like, Drake right now is hot to us because it's our era. But for Michael Jackson, that era, Michael's going to be Michael regardless. You can't compare that. But right now, Drake is up right now. You know, I got to respect it.
That's not even an argument. You're just stating basic facts. Like, the sky is blue.
This isn't even a thing.
Shawnee doesn't like the vaccine, and Michael Jackson, and Drake is very popular. I mean, that was not even, those were just facts.
Hey, yo, man, we like you, but nah, beat it.
That wasn't it.
That's not even a, you don't even have an argument.
No, you just said Drake is up right now. Of course he is. He's the man. No doubt.
Mosey.
I'm trying to let y'all give y'all a way to piss Rosenberg off, but y'all really pissing me off because your arguments is trash.
What you got there?
Right. Fix your lips to convince Rosenberg that Drake is better than Michael Jackson.
I feel like Drake is better than Michael Jackson right now as a solo artist because Michael Jackson's career started with the Jackson 5. When Michael Jackson became a solo artist and Drake is a solo artist, you put them both together, Drake has more bodies of work that are classical than Michael Jackson does. That's why I feel like Drake is a
does he have like does he have anything that approximates Off the Wall or Thriller in his catalog?
Off the Wall or Thriller? No.
Okay.
No. I can say that.
You only made it one question and the argument already fell apart right there in front of you.
Last one, Lissia.
Damn, you disconnected him quick. Shawnee's had enough.
I mean, Shawnee's fell apart.
That was the best time Shawnee cut off I've ever seen. There was nothing else to say.
Alicia.
Hello.
You got Drake over Mike.
This is why I feel like Drake is better than Michael Jackson now, bigger. Because music videos don't have the influence that it used to have. Okay. If you take away the music videos from Michael Jackson, he would not be as big as Drake is today.
If you take away the music videos. But music videos did not cease to exist. They are still out there.
Well, and Mike was popular before the music video was popular.
Right, Michael predates the video.
I'm talking more as like a solo artist is really big because I do agree with the Jackson 5, but it's a different time. And I look at it this way, 42, so I had to admit that I'm old. I had to go there. My siblings are 20 and 18. And when you look at how they listen to music and how things are done, I don't think in this day and age Michael Jackson would be Michael Jackson.
So you're saying if apples were apples to apples, Mike right now versus Drake right now, they were doing it at the same time. You think that Drake would be bigger than Mike toe-to-toe?
I do, because I think being a total performer back then was bigger. You look at Michael Jackson, Madonna, Prince. If you take away the performance, the show, the videos, they wouldn't be the artist they are.
But that's
fair.
But that's also part of being an artist.
But but if you took the same things away from Drake, he wouldn't be the artist that he is.
Yeah,
I've seen Drake multiple times. I think he's a great performer, but not of that level. But these kids these days don't think of an artist how we used to.
What she's done here.
But how about this?
She's confused us so much that it lasted a little bit longer at a confusion.
But I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do this for you. There is only one artist on stage right now that is even in the conversation with Mike.
I know what you're saying, Bruno.
No,
I think it's Bruno.
No, it's Chris Brown. And
he is very,
And that's singing and dancing and electrifying on stage. Just literally. And Chris Brown doesn't even put the effort in that Mike put in. And Chris Brown that's might true. Be more athletic, all around athletic on stage than Michael Jackson was. But I say all that to say that this generation right now doesn't even know what they're looking at half the time. They're looking at props and people flying across the stage and all that. Mike was an electrifying dancer and singer.
Yeah.
That so a lot of times right now, you don't even have an artist that is at the top of the game that would even captivate these young audiences the way Mike did. Because remember, Mike, when Mike just when Mike stood in the middle of the stage with a hat, his glove, and some high water shoes with sequin socks, that's all it was.
And people fainted.
And a microphone. And that's
people
it.
People fainted.
That's it.
Yeah.
And wept.
Wasn't no running back and forth, jumping, and wasn't none of that. It was watch me move and sing. That's it.
And I mean, I think it's crazy, but it's not appreciated the way it is. I'll try to show my younger siblings, you know, with this 20-year difference that we have, things that was amazing to me, and they're so uninterested.
Well, because they don't get it. They haven't lived. I go back to my daughter looking at a Jeep Wrangler and a AMG G63 Benz truck. You don't know. You don't understand. You have no concept of value over, you know what I mean? You just don't get it. You don't get it yet. You will, but you haven't lived enough yet. So you're trying to force them to understand. They're blocked because they're looking at you as an old head.
I really did enjoy that. I mean, the argument didn't work, but I like that she hit us with the straight distraction tactics. If you remove all these metrics, and by the way, I still don't think you're correct, but I like the distraction tactic.
It was the best argument that we had. She fixed her lips and almost had us. We appreciate you.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
You already know.
97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Laura Stiles' friend,
yeah.
Mark.
It's my boy, Mark.
Mark. Like, it's like, this is not your boyfriend.
No.
It's just a boy that's a friend.
Yes, Mark Henry.
A man that's a friend. So, Mark, you asked Laura Stiles if you could play Ride or Die.
Yes. It would mean a lot if I can try to catch one of my boys, see if he's Ride or Die or not.
All right. You want to see if this
Who are we calling, Mark? Who are we calling?
We're calling J-Dot.
Okay.
Definitely probably my best friend.
Okay.
Your best buds, your broskies.
So do you have like a scenario already or what's going on?
I had one. I'm not sure how it's going to sound on the airwaves.
How about you got a girl pregnant?
You had a wild night with a girl, whatever. Now she's claiming that she's pregnant. But, you know, your girl's crazy. She's Inspector Gadget. So you don't even want her calling you. So you're asking him to take her to the doctor to take a pregnancy test to see if this is really happening.
And she said she doesn't want to go alone. And she agreed that you could, you know, send your friend instead.
All right.
Mark.
Yeah.
You got 30 seconds to convince him, okay? So get to the point.
All right.
Yo, what's good?
What's good? Yo, I got it. About a month and a half ago, I was out. Told her bugs. I ended up sleeping with some shorty, and she's claiming she's pregnant. And she had the full. Yeah, man.
Wait.
And I don't believe she is. And I told her, you know, that she has to take a pregnancy test with a doctor, whatever.
Oh my God.
Wait. And she said that someone has to go with us to the doctor. I don't want to go. You know how Olga is, man. Come on, please. Can you go and pay for it?
Come on, man. I'm at work, man. And I'm
please,
going over.
Now, Jeff. I can't.
Yo, whatever, B. Text me the address, man.
That's up, man. Good looking, yo.
Super Ride or Die.
Yo, let me tell you what's so ill. I want to tell you what's so ill about this Ride or Die is that your man being a good friend
couldn't even believe that you did something so stupid. He was flabbergasted. He was angry. And yet he still just said he would go take care of it for you. You guys are like a real bro couple, man. You guys are the kind of guys.
Rosenberg, leave him alone.
There would be like a fast food commercial, just the two of you guys eating hamburgers in the park together. Like, that's you guys.
Oh, man.
All right, J-Dot, you okay, bro?
Yeah, I'm
good. Thanks, dude. Hey, go deal with that hangover, bro.
All right, bro.
All right,
bye,
later.
Guys.
Later.
Want to test your ride or die? Email us now at beriderdie@gmail.com. That's beriderdie@gmail.com.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
No bullshit, no commercials.
97 minutes commercial free.
Now sit it out.
Hot 97.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, another episode of Curved. Isaiah, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Hey, man, it's great. Thanks for joining us today and being a part of this potential embarrassment. But also, maybe you and Gabrielle will rekindle and you can figure out why she curved you. So it says here on the notes, you guys went on a few dates and everything was great.
Okay.
Yes. You felt like things were moving towards some shtupping. Some lay them down, smack them, yak them. But you never got to that point.
No.
What made you think that you was about to get to that point?
We were making out. We were at my place. We were
first
making
base,
out.
Baby.
We went on a few days. Yeah.
So what happened? You were calling her and she just didn't call you back after the date?
Good times.
Yeah, I called and texted. I haven't heard anything back from her.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, we got to figure this out.
All right.
Let's see what's going on.
We will get Gabrielle on the line and see what's the reason you got curved. One second,
all
Isaiah.
Right,
now, Isaiah, here's the deal. At any point, feel free to jump in. Gabrielle agreed to come on the show. She doesn't know you're on the line, but, you know, don't let that hold you back.
Okay.
All right, hang on. Here we go. Gabrielle?
Hey.
Gabrielle, thanks for coming on Curved. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
You agreed to come on. We were talking about Isaiah. He hit us because he hasn't been able to contact you, but thank you for talking to us. Why are you not hitting Isaiah back? What's going on?
Isaiah. Isaiah and I had a really good time. We went out a couple times. It was cool.
Gabrielle, why do I get the impression you just want to say bless his heart?
Because I do.
That's how you're feeling?
Wow. Damn.
Damn.
Black woman hit you with bless his heart. It's a wrap for you. What'd he do? What's the problem?
I mean, he's an all-around good guy. The problem, he can't get it.
He what?
He can't get it. He suffers from erectile dysfunction.
Oh,
so.
You should go to GetRoman.com/Hot97.
Oh. Whoa. How you just going to bring that up on the radio and put me out there like that?
See, wow.
How you? Oh, my gosh. You going to say that on the radio?
But you did leave that out of the conversation. You probably should have told her.
And Isaiah, you did email us to come on the radio, so you kind of put her in a predicament to say
predict.
Damn. Come on now. Damn.
Focus on.
Listen, now the cat's out. Now that the cat's out the bag, let's talk about it. Let's be real. This is what you want? First of all,
I was drunk.
Y'all got me because I didn't realize he was going to be on here. But let's be honest with you, love. Like, for real. Like, you
love.
Can't get the horse off the stable. You can't even wake the horse up to get out.
All right, okay. I'm going to cut you out. Hang on, Gabrielle. Hang on. Before this get like,
yeah.
Before we get into name calling and all that, Isaiah. Is what she's saying true?
Yes and no.
Okay. Do you want to explain on the radio? Or, Gabrielle, are you open to, you know, maybe y'all having... Because you sound like you like it.
Hell yeah. No. I'm going to explain this on the radio.
Come on.
I got to clear my name.
All right.
The night in question, we were drinking before.
Mm-hmm. And that caused you to not be on your, you know, on your game.
Yes. I didn't have ED. I had WD.
What? Huh?
What?
Whiskey...
Oh, you have whiskey.
Yeah, different. I never heard of that.
You haven't heard of that?
Nope. It's a thing.
That's a whole thing.
Never heard of it.
I've never heard of it either, and I've dealt with men that have been able to drink everybody on the table and still knock it down. So, excuses.
Okay. Hey, You stopped hitting him back, Gabrielle. You didn't even give him a second chance. So before we get into name call.
That's a lie. We went out more than once. He had more than one opportunity to do it. Did he tell you that?
Well, he said y'all went out several times and he was moving towards sex, but he didn't say multiple times that.
So we tried multiple times. The last time he saw me, he was sitting on his bed with his head in his hand and I was walking out the door. Why? Because he couldn't get it. And it was not the first time. I'm reasonable. I'm a reasonable woman. Sometimes it just doesn't work out. But really, twice in a row? Nah, sorry. You can't have what you call it, whiskey twice in a row, especially since you're drinking the second time.
We always drink before we hang out.
That's a problem, too.
All I'm going to say is I'm tired. I don't even want to deal with it. Listen, I have a very, very, very healthy sex drive.
Apparently.
And you, darling, you can't even satisfy that.
It sounds like that hurts your feelings a little bit.
I can't live on bread alone. I need some meat to go with it, and your ass can't get it.
Alright. So you don't want to, y'all don't want to go out again?
No, sir. I refuse to have blue wop. It's not happening.
Blue wop. Blue
wop.
Yep. It's like blue balls, blue wop.
Right. It sounds like goo wop, too. Okay.
Sorry,
man.
Isaiah, we tried, man. Now you know what happened, at least.
Hey, thank you, guys. You did the best you could.
All right. Hey, Gabrielle, we're going to let you go. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Damn.
All right. Now, I want to talk to you, Isaiah. Isaiah, bro, you got to go get this looked at, bro. You got to talk to a professional.
Nah, it's the WD, man.
Nah,
we all
bro. Just go get, go, you know. Sex therapy, you know what I'm saying? Maybe take a, what they got? They got some pills?
Well, you may want to think about is how much you're drinking if this is a regular occurrence, honestly.
I mean, this has turned into a guru segment. This is not curved anymore. Yeah. That's another segment.
Yeah, we're here to save
lives.
But
the gurus would like to say, get some help.
Get some help, exercise, circulate, stop drinking that much.
I don't think I need therapy or exercise. I probably just need AA. I drink too much.
Okay.
The gurus have saved another life.
Yo, listen. There you go. Let's get you in program. That's a good idea, man. You get rid of that.
My name is Isaiah, and I am an alcoholic.
Okay. I wouldn't. You don't have to start
this
here.
This isn't the meeting, but.
Yeah, you got to go to an actual
hang
meeting.
Hang on, Isaiah. Let's move on. This is getting crazy.
Yo.
Think you got curved? Hit us up right now at gotcurved@gmail.com so we can get to the bottom of it for you.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Laura, what you're feeling is real, man. Moms go through it all the time, man. That parent guilt where the nanny, grandma, you know, or when you're co-parenting, the other parent gets moments that because you're working or whatever, you don't get. That's a real thing.
Oh, my God. But why didn't anyone tell me about this part? Like, I'm literally, like, going to cry right now. Like, it's so stupid.
Well, how much have you been gone?
She just started this week. But I just, you know, I've been really busy, like, trying to work on other projects, trying to set myself up. So I was like, I really, really, really needed help because I don't have, my mom doesn't live here and Ricardo's mother doesn't live here. So we just need the help, right? So finally I found someone who's great. She's amazing. Okay. Yeah. Super sweet. And Kenza loves her. But, like, yesterday I found myself rushing to get home to try to see her before she went to bed and she was already sleeping. Mm. And I just sat there, like, guys, like, I lost my dog. Like, I felt so bad.
Right. Well, and you still have your dog.
Of course. No. God, please. At least I have Pee-wee still to greet me when I get home. Wow. But why do you feel so guilty? Like, you know you need help, right? And I was stressed because I felt like I couldn't handle it because I was, you know, trying to work from home and working from home with kids. Everybody knows that how hard that is. But I feel so sad because I feel like I'm missing out on things.
I remember now Pee-wee's right there.
Oh,
Pee-wee's
gosh.
Right there. Like, yo, you thought this new baby was gonna hold you down, huh?
Guess
who it is?
I'm still
it's
here,
me.
My G. I'm still here.
But parent
y'all tried to replace me. I'm still here.
Yo, parent guilt is so real, man.
I remember having to do that too with Isaiah, having to try to keep him awake before his mom would get home. because she would have the same feeling.
Right.
Like,
right.
I missed it, like, rushing home.
Right.
And it was a struggle for me to try to keep him awake. He was an infant.
He's tired, yeah.
Just so that she could get that little 10-minute moment
yeah.
of seeing him go to sleep, because otherwise she kind of just missed it.
Right.
And you can miss a whole day at that point.
Yes.
Laura, with everything else we were trying to talk to you about to get to this point, we didn't factor this one in.
Yeah, why don't you tell me about
this? And not only that, but it was only a few weeks ago you told us you was. We didn't even know you hired a nanny. We would have had this discussion.
Oh, mm-hmm. It was a nightmare. I just want to let you know it was a nightmare. The process is a nightmare. I was telling Shawnee about it. I didn't know where to look. Then I built a profile on a certain site because my friend told me it was a great thing. And then I got fans that were just didn't seem right. It just felt, it was a disaster.
Oh, listeners? You had listeners who wanted to be your nanny? That wasn't going well for you?
But they, you know, the approach was strange. I was uncomfortable. And so
it's a thing.
It was tough.
Yeah.
And like, it's you're trusting somebody with the most important thing in your life.
She's brand new to the world.
You know what I mean?
So it's like,
you put a camera in the house?
Yes.
You did?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. No.
My man is trying to buy all these like spy equipment for right.
Nah, don't spy.
Your man is hip to it.
No, hey, like, don't spy. Don't have to spy.
He's like, I'm gonna get GPS, I'm gonna get this, I'm gonna get that. I'm just
And tell him, yo, there's a camera right there. Every room is being recorded.
Right.
She's straight up.
And she, you know, I told her, and she was like,
tell
them
you're not, so they know you're not playing.
Right. But, oh my God, this process is horrible.
This can't be watching you at all times.
Are you like
going
to continue to be gone a lot? Do you have like a lot going on? Why are you going to be gone so much right now?
It's just when you are, P. Like, this has been a real super busy week for me, and next week I have a lot going on. So it's like, and because the babies go to bed so early. So it's like, if you leave in like early afternoon and you don't, and I'm not home by a certain time, you miss everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what makes it difficult, you know?
It's going to take some adjustment, Laura Stiles. It's going to take some adjustment. You're going to get used to it, and it's going to be sad. And you're always going to have that feeling, too, in your stomach. You know that feeling you have right now?
Yes.
Always.
Yes.
Always. It never goes away. Ugh. When you miss something and someone's like, yo, guess what happened today? You're going to be like,
right.
Oh, that's beautiful. I'm so happy for you guys.
Missing the little moments.
Yeah.
And you're going to fake be happy for everybody, but deep down inside, you're pissed.
Oh, she took her first step today when I was away. Nice.
You're going to be like, oh my God, it's so beautiful.
Let's see if she does it right now. Let's see if she won't do it.
She's not doing it anymore. Yeah.
Like, my friend was like, wait till she calls her mom. I was like, stop. Just stop.
It's going to happen.
Just
till she calls the nanny mom?
Just stop.
Oh, yeah, it's going to happen. When she goes, mom.
That's not her name.
Yo, check this out, fam. That's not her name.
Yo, check this out, fam.
Just know.
That's not her name.
Yeah.
You're checking out Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg, the number one show in the city.
Ebro, Laura, Rosenberg. A lot of people hate this convo. It is that period, that piece of beginning to create the community and the support system that you need as a mom to continue to be the amazing person that you are. And so that well-rounded, amazing person that has her work and her relationship as well as being a parent, right? Yeah. Because some people let all of that blend together and they get lost. And that's that feeling of someone being like, yo, I've really lost myself. I don't really know, you know, I don't really know who I am anymore. You know, there's a lot of parents who get lost in that.
Right.
And this process of finding your support system and meeting someone and welcoming them into your network can help you define, you know, being the person that you want to be and the mom you want to be.
Yes. And I knew that my mom was very about like, no, we need to help because both of us have to figure out and continue with our careers, continue with our lives to provide. So, right. But you know, we thought we can handle it at first, just us two. And it's like, nah, fam, I can't do this.
Nah.
I cannot.
Yeah, nah. And you know, look, and also, you know, make sure you're paying attention to all the little details. You know, you don't know this nanny like that. We don't know her.
We got cameras everywhere.
It's cameras everywhere. Let her know. We watching everything and every detail. And if I ain't watching, somebody else watching.
Yep.
It's just dawned on me that Ebro has severe trust issues. I don't even know where it came from.
Do you trust Bear with just anyone?
No, I wasn't really referring to that. In this case, what he's saying in other story, is normal. It's in other cases when he says things that I'm like, wow, you have trust issues. Yo, no wonder you like Drake. You have trust issues.
That's right.
Oh, we're back.
I'm petty.
Here.
Look, he hasn't
petty
let it go. He hasn't let it go.
Sorry. No, that's fair. That's
fair. That's, he I hasn't let it go. What's wrong with you, man?
I did.
You know, no, how, really, you know, what is wrong? What is wrong with you? What you is how, not? And not about Drake, but what is wrong with you?
In life, in general,
like, well, why? Know, why are you? Who made you like this?
Who made
like, you?
You
lashed
way?
Out at me. I'm trying to support Laura. You're lashing out at me.
Oh no, that's not a lash bundling. Out. That's not a lash out. That was being a friend to me. Who's critical because you reminded me. You want a truth? Let's just lift the curtain all the way up, like we do on this program.
Oh God!
Because when you said, I don't know her. You reminded me the other day that I was saying something about my girlfriend doing something with us, and you were like, she's new. We don't know her. I'm like, it's almost been a year and a half.
I mean.
And you're still worried that she might. Well, that's what I was like, yo.
Hey.
You're being protective.
Not,
I appreciate
let's
it.
Let's not get into it right now. I like her. I like her.
But.
Ain't no but. I like her.
But you don't know her.
Yeah, he hasn't spent enough time yet. No, I have. Rosenberg, I love
look
her.
At, Rosenberg,
she ain't
look at
got
like
enough
this.
Time in the game yet, and I like her.
Rosenberg, look at it like this, man. Ebro's a great friend to you. He's being very defensive of you.
I agree. That's why I'm not offended. I'm appreciative. I know it comes from a place
right.
of caring in his sick,
long?
Demented, trustless way.
No, it's not
way.
Sick and demented.
But I appreciate
it's
it.
It's this. Oftentimes, people are great, and we fast-track getting to know them.
Agree.
Right, because they're great, we're connected.
You know, but I agree with you on that.
In the grand scheme of time, like real time, these are small periods.
Agreed.
It's still early.
Agreed. And you, listen, you're preaching to the choir. I absolutely agree. But
and that's why I don't want to get into it because I really like her a lot. She's amazing.
Right. So you don't want to make it sound.
I don't
like
want
it's
her
personal.
To feel like nothing. Right. No. But I'm the dude within the crew and all my friends' circles and family to be like, nah, they cool.
But you're watching. Not, you're watching.
This is cool.
Yes.
He watching cool. with the
Everybody
nanny cam.
Slow down, man. Yeah. We've been here a long
He's
time.
He's got the nanny cam.
Hey.
He got the nanny cam on your relationship.
And I ain't gonna feel bad when I gotta cut you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Because
you knew if I gotta cut you, I'll cut you.
Ebro's Robert De Niro and Meet the Parents watching the cam in the other room. That's Ebro.
If I gotta cut you, I'll cut you. That's it. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm
that
saying.
That makes sense. That makes
yeah,
sense.
Wait.
That's all I'm saying.
Our camera guy, Rasan, said I've been working with E for 8 years. He still don't like me like that.
No, man, Rasan still thinks he's new.
Let's
have real
he's
talk.
Still new. He's still
a couple
new.
Things. There's a couple things I've seen. I've seen a couple things. I've seen
leave,
a couple things.
Leave question
like,
marks.
I don't know. I don't know about old boy like that.
Ebro will keep you like at the line for a long time. I mean a long time. Just to keep his eye on, make sure he sees the whole thing.
Just to
because
make sure.
Listen, our camera guy, we love you, but you've had changes over the years. So we
you
got
see what
used
I'm saying?
To
you
being...
done cut your hair, you done changed religion, you done got married, you done had kids. I don't even know this new dude, man.
Yo, who's this new guy we gotta learn?
Who is this guy?
So right when he got
you
to
pray,
new,
you the... praying four times a day, I remember the other guy.
Right. We just got used to the other guy.
We got I just used got to that used guy. To the drunk weed smoking dude. Yo, now you praying four times a day. Oh, yo, you Muslim
word,
now.
Where is it?
It's confusing.
No more dope gay. But I ain't mad at you.
I ain't mad.
Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
Smash like
that. This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David O.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.